We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. We have Hickey Amoriello back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. John Fass, another update here in about 27 minutes. Busy night and busy day when it comes to the NBA and NHL playoffs, Major League Baseball. And speaking of the NHL and Major League Baseball, I did open our show about an hour ago talking about what's unfolding in the last couple of days. Amoriello is in New York, and he hasn't heard anything about it. And it's a story that is gaining some steam, but it's a weekend, and I think it's appalling that the Philadelphia Flyers and the New York Yankees have taken steps in recent days, as I read from the USA Today story online, to distance themselves from the late God Bless America singer Kate Smith after learning that she sang two racially insensitive songs in the 1930s. Hey, Yankees, you didn't bring a black player to your major league roster until Elston Howard in 1955, but you're going to take away the national anthem / God Bless America / stadium tribute songs in 2019 because of some racially insensitive show tunes, which a black singer also sung in the 1930s. And the Philadelphia Flyers, you didn't have a black player on your roster until the 70s. But you're going to stand there and tell the world that you're so racially sensitive. Come on. My Lord. Jackie Robinson broke the barrier in 47. It took the Yankees 8 years after that. And we can go through sports in America. I'm not even getting into politics, okay? We can go through sports in America, and if we roll it 30s to the early 70s, okay, and you go through college basketball didn't have an all-black starting five until Texas Western in 1966, all right? Adolph Rupp used the N-word talking about that team. Oh, Rupp Arena, you're not going to cover that up. I mean, the Flyers reportedly, when I read from these stories, that the Kate Smith statue has been covered up. Yeah. Looking at the photo. Covered up. Outside Wells Fargo Center in Philadelphia. And I think you just heard the trigger point here, Wells Fargo Center, that you get a couple of people who complain, and you get HR departments, and it's 2019, and you're worried that because you play God Bless America by Kate Smith, that if you do, or if you keep that statue uncovered, your franchise is supporting racism. Come on. Man, are you kidding me? That the same marketing partners partner with the Yankees, but the Yankees didn't allow a black player to play until 1955 on their team. Do we hold it against them? No. You know why? Because it was generations ago. Does anybody hold it against the Flyers that they didn't welcome more black players to their roster, the NHL? No, because it was a different generation. And to just pile on Kate Smith for God Bless America, Flyers team cuts Kate Smith recordings, covers her statue. Wow. Yankees team drops God Bless America after being told about Kate Smith's racist songs. What are you dropping about your racism when all those great baseball players in the Negro Leagues never had an opportunity to make it to the major leagues? I get it. Jackie Robinson Day, sure. I understand that. It's unbelievable. It really is. What's going on in sports? I'm not going to spend 3 hours talking politics. I'm not doing that. But politics and crosses into our sports world way too often. And when you look at that covered statue, it makes me want to scream. So the NHL and the Flyers, and were you just this holy, entity back in the 30s where you weren't like Kate Smith? Really? Are you kidding me? I mean, breaking the racial barrier in baseball is one of the biggest stories ever in sports history. Maybe the biggest. Yeah, I get the Lake Placid in 1980 and we beat Russia. But what Jackie Robinson did, what he had to deal with, and this was in America that as we went from 47 and Jackie Robinson, and we moved in to an era in the South where there were separate water fountains and places and restaurants and on buses for people because of the color of their skin. And this was a country where you had an unbelievable man in Dr. Martin Luther King, who took a bullet, ironically, because he wanted to have peace with all. And Kate Smith, and you're doing it in 2019, I think the Yankees and the Flyers and anybody connected to this, they even expose more bigotry by doing this. Because you make guys like me talk about what baseball was like in the 30s. Or how long it took hockey with the color barriers. No. Unwrap the statue. And if they want to play God Bless America by Kate Smith, Kate Johnson, whoever, so be it. Do you think there's anybody right now? And by the way, Kate Smith, I read this tweet from Clay Travis, who does a talk show on another sports network, that she raised $600 million for war bonds to help fight Hitler, which in today's money would be $11 billion. Did U.S. owe tours for the troops? Am I condoning what she did in a show tune with, or show tunes plural? No. And that God Bless America that she sings has to be removed in 2019 because of something that happened in the 1930s. Wow. Man. Public complaints. I'll deliver a complaint that Major League Baseball, like college basketball, like college football, the NHL, even the NBA, the people who looked the other way in the 30s and the 40s and 50s and 60s because they were afraid to allow a man of color to achieve greatness in a sport, and you're going to hold Kate Smith accountable in 2019. Shame on you, sports across the board. Shame on all of you. That her family, that the generations of her family now, she's labeled a racist. Forget the $600 million back in the 30s and the 40s. Raised in war bonds to help fight Hitler. Now, you're going to condemn her and cover her statue outside Wells Fargo Center in Philadelphia like she is a condemned racist over two songs, show tunes, and black musicians would sing them as well. This is sports in America in 2019. And if we want to open up that closet with the skeletons for all professional leagues, college sports, and I'm not even getting into what it was like to have to walk into a restaurant and sit in the back or sit in the back of a bus or not be able to stay in a hotel or drink out of a water fountain because you were a black man or woman in America. And that wasn't all America. But this covered Kate Smith statue and taken away God Bless America. Ironically, from all places, the New York Yankees, who gave us the tattered flag and really brought back God Bless America to Major League Baseball because our country united after one of the darkest days on September 11, 2001, this country had ever witnessed. No, if we're going to throw out the Kate Smith race card, let's play it all. But let's go to revisionist history. And let's go through Major League Baseball. Let's list the Negro League players who had to play in a Negro League. But you're going to get up in arms, New York Yankees, in 2019 over Kate Smith's God Bless America because of songs she sung in the 1930s? This country needs a wake-up call. It does. Because we just find somebody to punish, and we think it's going to cleanse our sports world from all the sins of the past. And again, I'm not getting religious here. I'm talking about mistakes or things that they didn't do the right way. And the racial barrier that had to be broken by one of the most bigoted sports ever in American history. That their flagship franchise right there with the Dodgers takes away God Bless America sung by Kate Smith because of what she did in the 1930s. Shame on the Yankees. Shame on Major League Baseball. The hypocrisy, I think most people see this and they understand it. And to be politically correct at all cost, while you look at what you did in the past and you just try and bury it, that covered statue, that photo as I look at USA Today just infuriates me. I don't agree with what she sung, and I'm not going to play the songs. It was the 1930s, and it was a show tune. It's kind of like if you look at the Little Rascals and you see Buckwheat, is it racist? Is Archie Bunker racist in the 70s and the 80s? Are things that were said and written and sung, are they embarrassing at times, crossing the line at times? Yes. But sports in America cannot live with a double standard, especially Major League Baseball and even the Flyers to a point. If you're going to talk about how open you are and how racially sensitive you are, then you may just want to look at your past before you bury Kate Smith and her God Bless America. As a matter of fact, I'll say it right now. I hope God can bless America and just eliminate all of this garbage. It's amazing. My Lord, unbelievable. I'll get your thoughts on the Kate Smith situation. You can join in 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show. Once again, here's Huge Bill Simonson.
CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 1-855-212-4227, is brought to you by GEICO. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to GEICO. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance at geico.com. Now, we have Hickey Amoriello producing the show back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. John Fass with another update here in about 6 minutes. I just delivered a huge opinion on the Yankees and the Flyers. Ending playing God Bless America by Kate Smith because she sang a couple of racist songs back in the 30s. And then I had to remind everybody that the Yankees didn't have a black player on their major league roster playing in the big leagues until 1955. And I think the Flyers, was it 74 or 75, early 70s. Now, I had a caller say, well, Bill, what's the issue? Just move on. Someone else can sing God Bless America. No, my point is that they're burying Kate Smith publicly now because of this story for what she did in the 30s. But Major League Baseball could be racist, or the NHL could be white only, and it was no big deal. That's my point here. You want to move on with an updated new version of it? So be it. The point is, if you're going to hold somebody accountable for what they did in a time period, but you walk scot-free like you're racially sensitive, not going to happen on my watch in the world of sports. Not going to happen. I'm sorry. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Drill out to the audience. Let's go to Mike in San Diego. Appreciate the wait. And you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Michael.
So I just was calling about your five superstars that don't get the attention or whatever. And I just wanted to bring up Damian Lillard, obviously a Portland fan. But I don't think he gets the attention he deserves.
Yeah, I was talking about the five non-whiners. Because there seems to be a lot of whining regular season, little bit in the playoffs, Westbrook and George, what they did to the media. And I just want people to tell me their top five starting non-whiner lineup in the NBA.
Well, you definitely got Damian Lillard on there. I mean, he puts his head down. He does what he needs to do. He never complains. Just a hard worker. But he's still a superstar.
I agree with you 100%, Mike. Thanks for listening in beautiful San Diego. Let's go to Dale in Missouri. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Yes, sir. Well, first of all, thanks for taking the call. And second of all, I'd like to thank you for bringing that outrageous to the point there nationwide. I think it is hypocritical of the Yankees to do that. That's pretty much all I wanted to say about it.
Well, thank you, Dale in Missouri. Yeah, I'm just like, if you're gonna hold somebody accountable for something they did in a certain time period, like with Kate Smith in the 30s, and I don't agree with the racist songs. They were show tunes, and like I said, there were, I wasn't there, but the story I read said there was black performers also singing them. And you were not allowing, in the 30s, your franchise to have black players be allowed to play, and they had to play in separate leagues. And Kate Smith, all of a sudden, has a covered statue in Philadelphia, and the Flyers, who didn't allow black players until the 70s. Okay, I guess I'm the only one that sees it. Bob in Maryland, you're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Yes, good evening, Bill. And once again, you hit a home run. I was born in the 1930s, as I told you before. I met Jackie in 46. I was 10 years old. He's playing with the Montreal at the time. That's the only year he played in the minor leagues. And that was the top farm club in the of the Dodgers and the Orioles were in that international league at the same time. This business about what happened with Kate Smith, it's a beautiful song and it's a beautiful rendition that she did. A lot of people don't realize it was written by Irving Berlin. But this point, you brought up a good point. Jackie came up and broke the color line on April 15th of 47. And the Yankees didn't get their first black ball player until 1956. But that's 9 years later. But they got a great one, Austin Howard.
Right.
But Boston, the last club to ever get a black player on their team in 1959, the very last club, Pumpsy Green, never heard of it again. And Ted Williams brought this up when he was inducted into the Hall of Fame in 1966. He didn't talk about him. He thanked Yawkey and all this and what they did for him in Boston. But he wanted to know at the time why there was not at least one black ball player from the old Negro Leagues in the Hall of Fame. He was absolutely correct. The NFL didn't have a black player until 1950 with Tank Younger of the Rams. And the NBA didn't even come into existence until 1950. It was the ABO at the time in previous years. And they would not take any. Look at Bill Russell in Boston. You talk to that man and listen to him what he had to say when he was a rookie. How they booed him, called him the N-word and all this business. But when he started being a superstar that he turned out to be, those Boston fans all of a sudden, guess what? They were his pals. They were his pals to his face, but you know what I'm trying to say. But this business, you are so correct about this hypocrisy of the major leagues, especially
baseball. That's all I'm pointing out. Bobby, thanks for listening to Maryland tonight. I appreciate it. I got to get to a update here in a few seconds, but I'm just giving you an opinion, and I'm not calling anybody racist as a franchise today. I'm not. I think we all are more racially sensitive when it comes to the workplace and every situation today, 2019. Not perfect. We are an imperfect world. But I believe most of us get it. And if you're going to go back and hammer Kate Smith and her family and her friends and her descendants have to deal with it, then you have to point out where baseball and hockey and sports were and what they went through. I do not believe, and this goes back to the Colin Kaepernick story, I don't believe there is racism in sports today. I don't. I really don't. I don't. I believe with the money involved with the teams at all levels, high school, college, pro, youth, that if you're good, you play. If you're a good teammate, if you're you make a team. I do not believe that the color of your skin takes away your chances to succeed in sports and life in America today. I don't. I stand by that. And the more we create this divide, the more you get stories where someone's held accountable for what they sang in two songs in the 30s, but a major professional sports league like baseball, how have they ever been held accountable for what they did? What? Have a Jackie Robinson Day every year? But Kate Smith, I'm looking at that statue covered like she's this incredible racist person. It's sad. It really is. You can join us live at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227 at Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show. Once again, here's Huge Bill Simonson.
We are back live across North America, something we do each and every Saturday night. We're all about huge opinions, yours and mine. We have Hickey Amoriello back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. John Fass with another update coming up in just about 20 minutes. Here in about 25 minutes, we'll get into who will be the biggest star from the 2019 NFL draft starting on Thursday night. And usually that comes from round one when it comes to the flop. Biggest stars can be someone like a Brady or Terrell Davis, somebody picked in the fifth, sixth, seventh round. So we'll answer the potential biggest star and flop in the draft. Some interesting comments coming in. Also, your starting five when it comes to the non-whiners in the NBA who just show up and ball and don't dog the media or don't complain about everything. Pick your five. And then I brought up Kate Smith delivered a huge opinion about her national anthem, or actually God Bless America, to be specific, being removed as a staple at Yankees games and Philadelphia Flyers games in the NHL because of a couple of racist songs she sung back in the 1930s. I called out the Flyers and the Yankees for being hypocrites based on what sports were like back in the 1930s in the United States of America, so you can drop your opinion in. That is 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Let's go to Russell in Wisconsin. Thanks for the wait, and you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, Huge. I've loved your show for years, and I think you speak with a lot of heart and character, and I appreciate that. And I like what you're saying about the Kate Smith stuff. And yet, it's not Kate Smith's God Bless America, as you know. It's Irving Berlin's. And I'm a musician, and I use that song a lot, and the world's used it, and the country's used it so much, like you said, with the 9/11, with that occurrence, but for many years before and after. It's a classic, beautiful song from a great songwriter, and there's no reason why that should be. It's not even her song, so no reason that song should.
No. They're not saying God Bless America is racist. They're talking about Kate Smith as early in her career in the 1930s. She recorded a couple of songs that had racist intent and words in it.
I understand that, but by removing God Bless America from the Yankees, you know, seventh inning stretch or wherever they use it, I think that's not fair, you know, to take that away because it's not even her song. I mean, it's a song that has much greater meaning than just the person who sang it back then. You know, it's the person who wrote it and the meaning of that song should stand on its own 2 feet without, you know, being thrown out of the Yankees game.
Well, and thank you for your call in Wisconsin. I appreciate you listening. When did the Flyers and the Yankees become the judges of racism in sports in America? Again, based on what Major League Baseball was like back in the 30s. Hello, Negro Leagues. NHL, it took a while for the racial barrier to be broken. But now they are judges of who is racist and what is racist. And we're going to remove that song because we're going to set an example how racially sensitive we are. It's a double standard. It's hypocritical. And I don't think everybody's buying it. I don't. I think these businesses and sports teams in my world, that they think when they do this, everyone's going to say, oh, bravo, bravo, bravo. No, we all go, what are you doing? What are you doing? And then it flips on them. So I'll take your feedback. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter. Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. And we do have a ton of tweets coming in on this topic. Now, Arthur Morgan tweeted from Northern California, there is racism in soccer in Europe almost every week. Well, Arthur, I said, I don't think there's racism in sports in America today. Are there racist incidents that usually involve some fans? Yes. But that's not a reflection of the entire country. It's not. Mark Hewitt tweets at Saturday Huge, what you just said about Kate Smith was pure gold. It's more than a professional sports issue. It's a society issue. We are all screwed. Thanks for speaking the truth. Thomas McGuire tweets at Saturday Huge, you can't separate politics on the issue of Kate Smith. Political correctness runs rampant in cities like New York and Philadelphia that are run by liberal politicians who put pressure on these teams. It's sad. And Thomas says he's listening on 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh, PA. Dottie Duffy comments at Saturday Huge. on Twitter, and Dottie says, Wells Fargo Center, I'm pretty sure Wells Fargo Bank has her issues, but hey, let's name an arena after that. Now, John Michael is listening in Essex County, Massachusetts, and he says, teams, we're going to distance ourselves from this racist at Saturday Huge. How dare you be proactive? You didn't have black players until blah, 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 blah. I'm offended that you're right, I'm wrong, because it's old. As the weeks go by, Huge just inches closer to that line more and more. Now, I don't know if this guy is being sarcastic in that, or that you're now going to imply that I support what Kate Smith sung in those racist songs in the 30s, so the Flyers and the Yankees are justified in removing her rendition of God Bless America. I think he was being sarcastic. I really do. Robert Schneider comments from Bexley, Ohio. Bill, you're the best Saturday night live in the past 40-plus years. Lakers, who cares? They've had no traction for how many years now, and why care? Being a homebody, I care that the Cavs rebuild and put together a successful season. Don't need LBJ. And comments coming in on top five stars that don't whine in the NBA. Clay, Simmons, Kawhi, Horford, and Vucevic. So you can join in at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Raymond Parch III. Now, he's a morning show host on 103.7 The Game in Sunset, Louisiana, or somewhere close to there. He comments on the top five nine whiners in the NBA. Holiday with the Pelicans. Never whines and competes all out. Underrated player. Derek Coulson tweets out Saturday, huge non-whining NBA stars, Kawhi, Booker, Aldridge, Gobert, and Fox. So you can join in, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Don in Texas, thanks for the wait, and you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yes, I'm trying to think of George Clooney's. Is it Mary Clooney, the one who she's a singer as well?
That was Rosemary Clooney, I think, was.
Rosemary Clooney, yeah. Right. They had great voices, you know, and that's what I can appreciate about, you know, the lyrics, you know, even with this hip-hop stuff, you know, the misogyny and all that stuff in the lyrics. Today, we're not talking about 1930. I'm not trying to justify any type of isms that we face as a society, but that's the growth. America is not as old as a lot of these countries across the world, so it's an evolving democracy at work. And it takes, you know, you look at the sports back then, I'm sure they didn't have the big corporate sponsors and all this stuff that's in sports today. You know, with sports, it's evolving just as society evolves. Jackie Robinson, I hear people use him as a mantra when you talk about racism and the color barrier, but he was the first black in modern, what they call modern baseball. Blacks played in baseball in from the very beginning with the Walker brothers, and Cam Anson refused to play with blacks. So that was the situation in baseball. Same with boxing. You know, boxing, you had the issue with when Joe Louis came around, Joe Louis had to behave a certain way. He couldn't take pictures with white women and all this type of stuff. And horse racing, if you look at horse racing, which was big in the turn of the century, blacks were jockeys and trainers and all this stuff, and they were grounded out of the American race profession, and they had to go over. Most of them went over to Europe and Russia and stuff like that to continue their career. So history is important, but I would not say that it's not we have to evolve as a society. And some of the things that is said, I think it's unfair to Cave Smith. Many performers perform, and they had to perform under strenuous contracts and all these other types of shenanigans. So it was basically, what I'm saying is, they was playing both ends against the middle.
So I want to ask you this, Don, before I let you go. Should the Yankees and the Flyers pull God Bless America by Kate Smith because she sang some racially insensitive show tunes back in the 1930s? Yes or no?
Should they pull the song that she sang, God Bless America?
Yes.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It depends on her legal obligations. So if we're going to say that she sang it, what was her legal obligation to sing the songs?
Well, no, I'm talking about 1930s. It was during the 1930s when she sang,
right,
so, when she sang the show tunes.
I don't want to just hold a performer. Who was the company that recorded the racist songs?
I don't, that's a good point. And Don, I got to go. Thanks for the all call right. In Texas. That's a great point on, you know, was it a show? Was it a TV show? It's the 1930s, and baseball had a racial barrier where if you were black, you weren't allowed in until 1947. But Kate Smith is going to be held accountable in 2019 by the Flyers and the NHL and the Yankees and Major League Baseball. Yeah, God Bless America, that fits, doesn't it? Right now, in this conversation, we'll take your thoughts at 1-855, and your huge opinions, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227, at Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. I also want to get into your huge prediction on who will be the biggest star from next weekend's NFL draft in Nashville, and who will be the biggest first-round bust. So join us live right now. North America's waiting. 1-855-212-4CBS at Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.